T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Temps getting near 50 today here in the Rochester area, and that means that those gigantic icicles that have been hanging from most people's houses are probably going away today. Here's my question, though. Is it dangerous when they melt? Like, are they going to fall?
I think it depends on how they melt. Yeah. Like, if they're melting at just, like, a drip a minute.
I'm just saying, should we be wearing hard hats today and just looking out? Seems pretty scary. Some of them are, like, crazy intense. Mm-hmm. It's Team PXY, 98 PXY, the number one hit music station, Corey James and Breezy. The other day, we had a bunch in front of our front door. And I don't know if this is the right way to go about removing them. That's why I wanted you to look into this, Breeze, for a little Breeze search into icicle removal safety.
Yeah.
But I opened the front door, and I had our broom, and I was just kind of batting them off. I was batting away. And one of them, the way that it fell, ricocheted back into the house and nearly took my foot off.
Yeah, no.
So that
were
was
you, wait, were you wearing shoes?
No, I was literally inside the house. Okay. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I just
no.
figured, like, you just nudge them and they'll fall, and then it took a little more swatting. And then one just dropped to the ground like a dagger. It's actually still sticking out.
Okay.
It will melt today, probably.
So that's a no.
So that's not...
That's a hard
quickly
no.
not what to do. This is an example of that.
No. Okay. So I looked into it, and it says, while standing safely on the ground, not in the house, not, you know, to the side...
Well, define safely, because I thought I was being safe. Like, clearly...
Well, you didn't have shoes on. You weren't being safe.
Well, clearly, you don't want to stand under it. I was a good 4 feet away. I thought that was enough clearance.
But you weren't, like, prepared. Okay, and also you aren't supposed to use a broom. It literally says that.
Really?
You have to use, like, either a rake or a shovel.
Okay, why?
Because, first of all, that's longer.
Yeah.
And the broom is so flimsy, like, it's going to just wobble it around. You need something that's going to clear it.
Okay. All right. That makes sense to me.
And it helps to remove it.
In retrospect.
And you can be several feet away.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I mean, the broom's pretty long. It wasn't like a little one. Like a duster, if that's what you're imagining.
It's still like wobbly because bristles on the end. You need something like.
A little more oomph.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
So rakes moving forward. Check. All right. This is good stuff.
Maybe put shoes on.
I was inside the house. I didn't think it was going to fly back in at me.
Well. Gear up, put your stuff on, and go out and
Hard
take
hat.
Care of it.
Okay, all right.
Another myth or thing I've been hearing, which I tried to look into and make sure that this is actually true. People are like, oh, if you have icicles, that means it's a sign of poor insulation in your attic.
This is what people were saying about, you were a trendsetter in this. There was icicles hanging on your house more so than others, right? Because this happened just recently once it warmed up a little bit and things started to melt. But for whatever reason, for you, they were apparently there and you've been being shamed about this for like 2 weeks. By the way, didn't know icicle shaming was a thing.
So apparently it is true, even though like there was all my neighbors had icicles too. So I guess we all have kind of poor insulation, but whatever. Either way, it could be poor insulation or under isolated. So maybe there's not enough in there.
Okay. So
maybe it's not that they did a bad job. It's just they didn't put enough in there.
But there is some sort of issue.
I guess. And then I also looked up in my icicle research, like, can icicles kill you?
Oh, yeah.
And yes, people die of icicles every single year.
Wow. How
many?
You would
just be a very, very unlucky person.
How many? Do you look it up?
Well, the last article was published in 1897, so.
Okay, I got it. 15 people a year in the U.S. die from falling icicles.
Mm-hmm. Very unlucky.
It's 15 too many. It's tragic.
Very unlucky.
That is not how I want to go out. An icicle got him. Ugh.
Yeah, it no. Yeah. I mean, but, okay, so this is the story that I wanted to tell. Yesterday, uh-huh. I was on my outdoor walk with mm-hmm. my friend Chase and Mango, my dog, and we were walking.
Chase,
and
not a dog.
Chase is not a dog. Chase is a human.
I think it's important to point that out.
What do you mean? Mango is my dog.
I know, but people might think Chase because Paw Patrol.
No. You're actually the only one that would think that because not you true. Watch Paw Patrol. So.
Not true. Plenty of people. That show is very popular.
So we were walking and literally, I'm not kidding you, there was a piece of someone's actual house
what?
That fell into the driveway.
Like the ice
the
dam?
The icicle took it down.
Yeah.
The icicle fell and then the gutter literally fell with it.
Ugh,
like,
that sucks.
Like, you could literally die.
Yeah.
If you were in the wrong place at the wrong time and and the gutter came down and hit you mm-hmm. along with the icicle, you're dead. You are dead. So thank God that didn't happen. Or could you imagine your car underneath that?
Yeah, no, that could do some damage. I mean, that's got to be really heavy. I mean, once it freezes, it's a big old chunk of ice. This texter, by the way, you can jump in, 585-222-9800. Breeze, do you think this is safe? They say that we throw snowballs at our icicles, but we have a two-story house, and they stay far enough away. I don't know. With some of the ones that we have on our house, I would have to throw the snowball like 90 miles an hour to put a dent in that thing. Like, it took a little oomph just with that broom.
I'm curious about this Christmas story reference. Yeah.
Breeze, you watched the movie.
But that's not the reason he was going to shoot his eye out. It was an icicle.
That was
the BB gun.
That was the excuse he gave, remember?
Oh, yeah. Obviously.
Jeez. Come on. You should obviously. Know these things. You should know these things now. You watched the movie.
But it was so long ago.
Yeah, it was December.
It was so long ago.
It was 2 months ago, literally. Remember? Because he didn't want to tell his mom that she was right.
Yeah.
So he's like, it was an icicle.
And I'm blind now.
Yeah, exactly.
Broke my glasses.
All right. So be safe. Use a rake. Apparently wear shoes. That's
or a shovel.
Important.
Yes. Wear shoes. Okay.
God, I thought I was
get
safe.
Get your insulation checked out.
I thought I was safer inside, to be honest. Are you going to tell your landlord to get his insulation checked out?
Definitely. 100%. It's the first thing I'm doing when I go home.
I bet. Are you going to do it yourself just to be nice?
Maybe I will.
She's definitely not.
Maybe I will.
100% not.